Well, folks, we've got up early this morning, and we are headed towards the coast, and we are into Mendocino County. We got across the Mendocino County line here. The sun is shining, and we are on a trip that's going to be amazing here today, folks. We are stopping at Goldeneye, and I am sitting here overlooking the vineyards at Goldeneye with Michael Fay, the winemaker. Michael, it's a pleasure to meet you here, and we are just in paradise.
Yeah, thank you for coming. We're really happy to have you here, and you came on one of the most beautiful days we've had so far this spring. It's sunny outside. You can see the redwoods and the vineyard right out the window. So, yeah, welcome, and let's taste some wine.
Goldeneye is part of Duckhorn Wine Company, and I have come up here and visited Zach a few times, and this is my first meeting with you. I'm very excited about the wines. We have some single designates we'll be talking about later, but we're going to be talking about the Anderson Valley Goldeneye, and that's how I've always referred to it. Is now Anderson Valley is just a special place by itself, and now it's come to the forefront around the world, and we are excited about these wines.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I just started with Goldeneye about 2 years ago, and was so lucky to find such a beautiful place and make such expressive Pinot Noirs, and the Goldeneye Anderson Valley that we all, even inside the company, pretty much just call it Goldeneye. It's usually everybody's favorite every year because it's a blend of all four of our estate vineyards that we have, which are Confluence, Gowan Creek, Split Rail, and the Narrows. And the goal with the Anderson Valley wine is to kind of bring each unique characteristic that those vineyards bring to the table, get it into that blend, and make a really nice, complete wine that represents Anderson Valley. And I think the best way to describe the Pinot Noirs from Anderson Valley is it's very similar to the area itself. It's a rugged, rustic expression of Pinot Noir. Each one of those vineyards brings its own special component. The Confluence Vineyard, which is the vineyard we're looking out the window at right now, is named the Confluence River because directly behind us is the confluence of the Navarro River, which is the watershed that defines our appellation here, the Anderson Valley. The Confluence Vineyard really brings a textural component to the wine. It's very kind of, I call it suede-like. It's got structure like leather, but softness like velvet. The Split Rail Vineyard, which is just up the road going closer to the coast, is really brings a structural component to this Anderson Valley blend. And then the Gowan Creek, which is the vineyard where our winery is located, brings this really fruit character. It's one of the only vineyards that brings a real fruit core to it, very purple in color, purple fruit flavors. And as we get towards the deep end of the valley, which is closest to the ocean, we have the Narrows Vineyard, which is in the middle of a redwood forest, and it just brings totally wild forest characters to this blend. So I think adding each one of those components, which are the main components from those vineyards, into the Anderson Valley is what makes it such a complete, complex, and balanced wine.
Well, folks, I really can't add anything to that, and we have this bottle open now, and Chef has just brought two dishes to the table. He must have seen the look on your face and my face that we were very hungry.
Absolutely.
This wine really brings that out, folks, and so it's time for some Goldeneye here with some great food on Have Wine Will Travel.